flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Fired up to talk to Mr. Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, got his own afternoon show, mornings in New York, Hot 97, WWE on the weekends, and a little baby girl that is probably taking up whatever time he has left. What's up, man? How are you?
You really got my, you know me, I feel seen. That was my real life resume right now. It is very, very real.
How's the sleep going, brother?
So, it's, you know, to be honest, the sleep part, you know, it's a very common question. The sleep isn't a problem because, A, she's been pretty good. B, we every other night we have someone helping us. And okay. On the nights when we don't have someone helping us, my wife takes the middle of the night shift.
Yeah.
So she's been very generous and sweet, and I can just kind of keep my regular sleep schedule. So for me, the sleep isn't any worse than before. What's hard is that before, when my work days would stop, that was really what I had to do, and now it just never stops, as you guys know. It's just always happening.
Right. It's interesting.
I wasn't used to that.
Dude, so I feel like that night nurse thing is a New York thing that has spread now. I think people, at least in the D.C. area, more and more are doing it. But that was never a thing when I had my daughters, because at least for number two, we would have gotten it. So be happy and thankful that you're in a position to get that, because I think that makes huge difference.
I'm super grateful to about it, and like, it's actually kind of odd. I talked about this on my my wrestling podcast, Cheap Eat. I talked about it this week, how like it's an odd thing. I almost feel like a little bit of shame around it, because like you end up feeling bad because it's like you feel so privileged that you get help.
No. I don't feel bad for that, dog.
But I know it's not the right thing to feel bad. Especially because, you know, JP, like, I'm having kids older, right? And I think even if you don't have kids older, people really don't feel like having their parents teach them how to parent. Number one, it's annoying. Number two, all of your parents' techniques, by the time you have kids, are outdated.
Right.
So, like, there's also, the night nurse is also money well spent, not only for the peace of mind and the sleep. She's teaching us how to parent, bro.
Yeah,
like, totally. We don't know what we're doing.
Yo, sleep training's crazy and important, and you're totally right. Like, I legit think my dad rubbed whiskey on my gums. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's the technique anymore.
It's not, but it works.
By the way, if B. Mitch's kids were on the foot show right now, they'd say, exactly, I don't let B. Mitch do anything.
Hey, no, they let me do it. I'm going to tell you like this here. We don't want our parents because we're going to know that we're wrong. Everything your parents did still works. I promise you.
Oh, no. You know what? Look, the truth is, I'm sure most of it actually does. I think it's more an issue of, like, who wants to be dealing it. Like, no daughter, for example, no wife, for example, wants to be dealing with a mother-in-law telling her how to mom. And honestly, dads don't really feel like having their father-in-law be like, here's what you need to do. So it's very cool getting – and by the way – JP, this crossed my mind this week too. Every parent has raised like 2 to 3 to maybe 4 if it's a lot of kids. And you will feel like they're Betty Crocker and Cliff Huxtable combined. in reality, they just did it a couple times, and we don't even know what percentage they're playing at.
Right.
You get trained by someone who's a pro. This woman who's helping our daughters raised like 100 children.
Right.
Like, these are reps. They are getting reps.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot of
I'm
work.
Happy with what we've learned.
The outliers, the 100,000 hours theory. I've been waiting to ask. I've been excited to ask you about this really since Sunday. I feel like you are uniquely positioned to answer this. What did you think of Kendrick's halftime?
Listen, why are you even worried about asking me when we all know every single person on TikTok and Instagram is an absolute expert who can break down every word?
Oh, they thought they were.
As if they got a PhD in lyrics. I thought it was great. I thought it was basically exactly what I expected. You know, the reason I always had such a strong affinity for Kendrick was precisely because he's the kind of person who does what he did on Sunday. Everything he ever did was for the right, doing it the right way, the harder route. You talked, you know, the 10,000 hours, never the cheap route. Like, even when this week I posted on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio, I posted a conversation that I just found with him from like 10 years ago, where he's talking about his album To Pimp a Butterfly, which was an incredibly dense album. And like, out of that album came his biggest hit, probably, All Right. But like, it came completely organically. Like, this is not a guy who seeks out hits. This moment that happened with Drake turned into this huge mainstream sort of phenomenon. But besides that, like, that's not who he is. So I knew he would sort of challenge people and want to get people to think. And it basically ended up landing exactly how you thought it would. The people who didn't get it were mad about it. The people who were smart enough to get the messaging but didn't like the messaging, they were supposed to be mad about it. Mm-hmm. He nailed it. I mean, from the second Samuel Jackson came out and said, "I'm Uncle Sam," I said, "Oh boy, we're about to go into this thing
here
for 13 minutes." Here we go. Now listen, I didn't know he'd make the maniacal smile to the camera when he said Drake's name.
That was wild.
And by the way, what an interesting, you know, like, we all do sports talk radio. We all analyze like moments. What a unique and crazy cultural moment this whole thing was. There is no comparing a previous rap quote battle or beef to what this became. You know, like, there was no version of this in history where everyone would be talking about it, and KFC from Barstool is putting out think pieces on it. Like, this, there was never a place where rap was that mainstream.
What about...
So, it's so unique.
Listen, man, you know this better, but we were in high school at the time. I mean, Tupac and Biggie was just as big. Sadly, that ended much worse.
You are completely delusional. You're not remembering history. You might as well call up. You might as well tell me. I think Sam Howell was just as good as Jaden Daniels. I mean,
why? Because this was like a Super Bowl. I mean, people were actually killed.
No. See, so you're talking about the severity of the problem.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the biggest that Biggie and Tupac ever got as a battle, quote unquote, was the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. There was a couple of magazine covers that were a big deal. This has made it to the place where, like,
wasn't that like on Vanity Fair and stuff? I mean, that kind of crosses over to non-music.
But think about it. Think about how much bigger the genre is now. I mean, Drake has surpassed the success of Biggie and Tupac so many times over that it's not even comparable. So I'm not trying to like
you
itch on your
like
opinion.
You say from dollars and eyeballs perspective.
But the eyeballs perspective is the whole thing. Yes, exactly. I'm not saying from a like, wow, beloved artist getting into it. No, you're absolutely right. But in terms of like, my dad can talk about what's happening, like, this went to a completely... Bro, this was getting analyzed on First Take on Monday. Like, this just went to a new place, I think, that like, unlike anything we've ever seen before.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Interesting. My biggest thing with halftime shows that I feel like everybody forgets, if you really hate the halftime show, go get a burger. Go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. It's not the game. You don't have to watch it.
But let's be real.
just walk
People
away.
People always say what they hated, but they sat and watched the whole damn thing.
Exactly.
I'll go to my grave. If you sat and watched the whole thing, you didn't hate it. You dislike it at the end because it probably was talking to you. It pissed you off. And so, but they didn't hate it, because if you hate something, you don't watch it.
But it's also a symptomatic of the microwave society we live in, that everything has to be the best or the worst. Like, I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought I enjoyed Dre and Snoop a lot more a couple of years ago in L.A.
By the way, that's a totally fair take.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you, by the way. Like, let me be clear. I loved it. I thought he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I didn't personally enjoy it more than I enjoyed Beyonce a month ago. I didn't. I thought Beyonce was more entertaining. But this was about being thought-provoking, and I thought for doing that, he nailed it. But that doesn't make you a bad guy that you liked Rihanna a couple of years ago more. It doesn't matter.
But what's the problem is, when somebody make you think about something, that should be something that's real good to you. But most things don't make you just enjoy it, move on. And when you finish it, it didn't make you think about nothing. But just seeing Rihanna pretty, it made me think, like a lot of rappers of the past make me think. A lot of this crap that I listen to, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Listen, if we are grading things in terms of like what their impact is, I think this gets a different grade than most anything. I also think it's fair, though, to judge it on how much did you just sheerly enjoy it. Like the truth is, he didn't come with a ton of hits, right? Like, he played records. I'm a day one Kendrick fan, and there were moments during his show that I go, what song is this? So that is a very unique way to sort of take in a Super Bowl performance, which is generally the most mainstream performance ever.
The whole thing was like a tease for Not Like Us, is what it felt like. And then when it finally came out, it was like, oh, my God. And it was such an incredible takedown of a dude that was kind of like the king of the industry from a dollars standpoint in Drake, I feel like.
Oh, I mean, listen, I've always said this. I'm not like the world's number one Drake fan by any stretch. But like, as I said earlier to you, no one in hip-hop has achieved the success of Drake. His list of hits, whether it's, you know, listen, for people me and JP's age, it's not going to resonate like the hits of our youth, for sure. But Drake's list of hits, no one in hip-hop has ever done anything like what he's done. So to see him in this place where, like, and you have to remember, though, and I didn't know we would go all the way here, but yeah, this is a good way to end this. It's a good way to end this conversation.
Thought, it's fun. Yeah.
But, yeah, and this way we could put a bow on it, right? It's already Thursday. Like, it's time to move on. But, and there are other more important things in the world that we're being distracted from. But this situation that he's in, yes, part of it is not like us. And maybe there's a sports tie in here. The decisions that Drake has made since Not Like Us are what has made this such an absolute beating that he has taken. Like, it didn't have to be this bad. Like, he just continuously, it just appears that they do not want to listen to anyone. And now they've kind of created a situation over there where anyone who's spoken about them or who has even enjoyed Kendrick is on the enemy list. So they're backing themselves into a very tough corner to where, like, you better at some point just hit a home run. And if you don't hit a home run, I don't know how you dig your way out, guys. And, like, yes, Drake is richer than God. I understand that. But, like, have you ever thought about how expensive the Drake machine is to live every day? Like, what is the nut every month for Drake to live?
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
It's a lot. That plane, that ain't a little private single engine.
That's not
NetJets. He's got a 747.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You can only have one, Myles Garrett or T. Higgins in Washington.
That's a great football question right there. Myles Garrett or T. Higgins. It's got to be Myles Garrett. It's got to be. Because our offense was already stupendous, and our defense is what has problems. So if I have to choose, I think they can make it work with the offense they had. I don't think that they can make it work enough to win a championship with the defense that they had. So I think if I'm forced to choose, I take Myles Garrett, knowing that having him wreck shop every Sunday is going to make things a lot easier for the rest of that defense.
This was a tremendous radio hit, Peter. Thank you for the time, man.
All right, next time we'll do more sports.
Well, luckily you answered Garrett or Higgins correctly, so everything else was knocked out of the park.
Why a lot of people are saying Higgins?
All right, you know, that's all people think about is
I don't. But
most people think about nothing but offense.
I don't know. When we've taken calls, people have been pretty damn good about trenches.
For the most part, they go on with the damn, they want to go offense. Peter, I think offense is already good enough.
Thank you for the time, brother.
Appreciate you, boys.
Later. Hey, brother.
Take care, man. Of that baby. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got to make some bets. Tie the show up.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.